Deputy Lord Lieutenant, Your Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, 70 years ago today, the guns fell silent over Europe. There was still fighting going on in the Far East, but it fell silent over Europe. It marked the end of the bloodiest and most costly European war in history. And we are here today to remember the gallantry and the sacrifice of the Soviet men and women who fought as our allies in that war. Britain had been at war from September of 1939, and from June of 1940, with the collapse of France, had been alone fighting Nazism, Germany, and Italy. And so, although it's a dreadful thing to say, the invasion of the Soviet Union 1 year later, in June 1941, was a relief to our nation because at long last we had an ally. And what an ally that was. The Royal Navy might well have actually destroyed 90% of the German Navy, but effectively the Soviet Army, the Red Army, ripped the guts out of the German war machine. It would have been quite impossible to have won that war without the efforts of those millions of people. And what a cost for the nation. 25% of the pre-war population of Belarus died during that war. 16.5% of the Ukraine population. 15% of the Russian population. It was a catastrophic war for Russia, for Ukraine, for Belarus, for the Soviet Union. But my goodness me, with the bravery and the courage of the Russian people, and that is something that I've always been very impressed by, they actually got through that, and by the end of the war were beating the Germans on a daily basis, and thank goodness that they did. And today we must remember that sacrifice. As has been said already today, some 9.5 to 10 million men and women in the Soviet armed forces died, some 14 or 15 million, some say as high as 20 million civilians died. It was the most bloody and awful war. And those of us who have fought in war know what that means. Those of us who have fought in war know we want no more wars. Nobody dislikes war, I can tell you, than those of us like me and so many here who've had to fight in wars. I cannot go without welcoming the Russian veterans who are here. It's marvellous to see you here. Thank you for coming. Wonderful recognition of the event. And I also have to recognise so many old friends who I'm afraid have made me drink too much rum over the years, of the Arctic Convoy Association. And I am proud, very proud, that Britain and the Royal Navy and the Merchant Navy sent the first convoy of support to Russia some 7.5 weeks after the Germans invaded Russia. I wish we were as efficient as that today in this country, but we managed to do that. So all I would say to everyone here is, today is a day to remember the courage and sacrifice of so many people who died effectively to make us free. Thank you.